when it came to going to college, I didn't know what to do, just like the rest of dreamers and young people who were brought into the country. Being undocumented is difficult because you don't know if you can pursue higher education, you can't get federal financial aid, you can't work legally, things like that. So it's a pretty, you know, difficult way to live, especially if you're in the shadows because you don't want authorities to find out and things like that. So thankfully, though, in 2012, DACA came about. So because dreamers like myself, those who came before me, I'm really grateful to them because they fought really, really hard for some sort of reform.
Saba Nafis is a doctoral student in mathematical biology at Texas Tech University. She is also a DACA recipient. She came to Texas from Pakistan at the age of 11 with a green card. However, her green card petition was canceled once her sponsor passed away. Nafis said her dad wanted her to pursue an education in the United States because there were issues of terrorism in Pakistan. Nafis explains her college experience as a DACA student.
I was here at Tech. I had just finished my freshman year, and it was really difficult because I couldn't drive. You know, going back to Fort Worth, I mean, I had to, like, get rides, and thankfully I had a good roommate who also was from Fort Worth, so I was able to go back home with her when I needed to. I couldn't work, had to rely on just whatever help I could get, from my parents. And in terms of financial aid, it was really hard to, like, every semester, you know, sit there and worry, like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get through the school tuition this semester? And so, it was tough. But then after DACA came out, I was actually able to get paid for the undergrad research I did. And in 2013, February, I got my DACA approved. And then currently I still have my DACA. My DACA doesn't expire till May of 2019. Basically with DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, it just came with two big things. One was you the government would defer any action against you, so, like, won't deport you. And also they would give you the work permit so you can work legally for a period of 2 years.
Saba once encountered Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but she was safe from deportation because of her DACA status.
Our attorney, my parents and I, we had an attorney because ICE actually came to our door back in 2012, in February of that year. So DACA actually really protected me because I could have been deported at that moment. But the judge decided not to deport me. Why? Because I had DACA. So unlike other DACA recipients, you know, ICE has a file on me. And they could deport me any moment now that DACA has been rescinded. And in essence, the deportation protections also went away with that. Our work permits aren't going away until the expiration date written on it. And the idea is that you still have protections until your work permit expires. But honestly, we can't really trust that. And that is most likely not going to be true because we were seeing that a lot of DACA recipients are being held at checkpoints, you know, at least around the South, and are being questioned and detained, even though they have current DACAs. But, you know, there's just general air among enforcement folks that, you know, DACA is gone now.
Saba has friends at Texas Tech University who are also DACA recipients. She said she is worried for them.
That's the scary part. And then, of course, for a lot of my friends and a lot of people who have DACA, they, especially the ones who can't renew because their DACA doesn't expire until, like, a couple of days after the deadline in March, for them, some of them are graduating next year in May. And so it's like once their DACA gets, their work permit expires in March and they're not even eligible to renew right now, it's like, what are they going to do? And what's going to happen? Would the DREAM Act have passed by then? We don't know. And would it have been implemented so that these people can be helped? I kind of doubt it. So, I don't know. Scary time.